supporting Zambia's future champions. Participation is only 6,000 kwacha for a team of four. Check-in starts at 08 hours with tee-off at 09 hours. Don't miss your chance to make an impact while enjoying the green. For details or to register your team, contact 0771-905-885. Play for purpose. Swing for the future. See you at Mazabuka Golf Club.
When it comes to that much-needed cash, Stanbic leads the way. Need your money fast? Just dial *247# and boom! Stanbic Cash Advance is right there for you. Get up to 25,000 kwacha instantly in just 60 seconds. At Stanbic, we make it simple. No queues, no paperwork. Just a quick interest-free advance straight into your account. Stanbic Cash Advance is your solution. If you're not with us, make a smart move and join us today.
Dial *247# today and experience the power of Stanbic Cash Advance with Stanbic Bank. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time on Phoenix FM is 13:01.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Lalungu to report to Parliament within 14 days after father's burial. Two security guards among three arrested for stealing 31,000 kwacha from Gateway Hypermarket. And Global warns clashes with Cambodia could move towards war. Good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga, and this is the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has directed Chawama Member of Parliament, Asila Lungu, in absentia, to present herself to the Speaker's office or the House within 14 days after her father's burial or within 14 days of the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly. The directive comes after Ms. Lungu requested a leave of absence to attend to court proceedings in South Africa related to her late father's burial. Delivering a ruling on a point of order raised by Zambezi East Member of Parliament Brian Kambita, who wanted to find out if the House was in order to continue recognizing Ms. Lungu as MP when there were no indications that the Lungu family had no intentions of coming back to Zambia. Ms. Muti challenging circumstances surrounding the former president's death and the need for Ms. Lungu to mourn and bury her father. However, Ms. Muti also emphasized the importance of representing the people of Chawama constituency. She noted that negotiations between government and the Lungu family are ongoing to resolve the matter outside of court and expressed hope for an amicable solution. And Ms. Muti says the issue of whether Ms. Lungu should continue to be recognized as a member of parliament will be addressed at a later date.
In light of this state of affairs, the issue relating to whether Ms. T. Lungu, MP, should continue to be recognized as a member of parliament is a matter that will be addressed at a later date. While I recognize the sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former president and the need for Ms. T. Lungu, MP, to mourn and put to rest her father, I'm also alive to the need for the people of Chawama parliamentary constituents to be represented. In this regard, I direct in absentia Ms. T. Lungu, MP, to present herself to either my office, if the House will be on recess, or the House within 14 days after the burial of her late father, or within 14 days of the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly.
Police and
Police in Lusaka have apprehended three suspects, among them two security guards, in connection with a case of breaking into a building and committing a felony therein following a burglary at Gateway Hypermarket located at Petroda Service Station along Kafua Road. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says this follows a report received yesterday around 14 hours from Mr. Pharaoh's alarm of an marked house number in Lilai, the proprietor of Gateway Hypermarket, who reported that unknown persons had broken into his shop during the early hours of yesterday and stole cash amounting to 31,000 kwacha. Mr. Hamonga explains that Mr. Alam closed the shop on July 23, 2025, around 21 hours, leaving the premises secured with security guards on duty, but that yesterday, around 03 hours, he was alerted by the security guards that a suspect had been apprehended inside the shop's toilet. He says police officers promptly visited the scene and established that the suspect had gained entry by cutting through the shop's iron sheet roofing using a cutting tool, and that CCTV footage reviewed later showed the intruder entering and exiting the building through the roof, carefully avoiding the guards' attention. Mr. Hamonga says the footage further captured the suspect loading cash into a bag and later hiding in the toilet with it. He says upon further review of the surveillance footage, it was discovered that the suspect left the bag containing the stolen money in the toilet, but that two security guards on duty, identified as Austin Lundi and George Hachintu, were later seen retrieving the bag and removing it from the scene. Mr. Hamonga says the bag was later recovered after police interrogated the two guards, who led officers to its location, and that 18,087 kwacha has since been recovered.
The three suspects, the intruder, Mr. John Puri, along with the two security guards, Mr. Austin Lundi and Mr. George Hachintu, have been detained and charged with breaking into a building and committing a felony therein. A docket has been opened and investigations are ongoing to recover the remaining amount and establish the full extent of the involvement of all parties.
The Zambia Medical Education Indaba Report 2024 has revealed that Zambia's healthcare system falls short of the World Health Organization standards of one medical doctor per 1,000 population. According to the report launched by the Zambia Medical Association, ZMA, the country faces significant challenges in medical education, including inadequate training facilities, over-enrollment of students, questionable selection criteria, and the increasing commercialization of the health sector. Speaking at the launch of the report in Lusaka today, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, acknowledged that the country needs more than 10,000 medical doctors to bridge the current shortage. Dr. Lishimpi emphasized that despite progress in health workers' recruitment over the past years, the country remains at the threshold of 50% available medical doctors.
According to that estimation, we are at 50% of what the country requires. So you understand that when we say there is a shortage of medical doctors in the country, it is real. And this was realized a long time ago by the Ministry of Health, was that we needed to start increasing the number of healthcare workers in the country, not only medical doctors, but all of them, nurses, clinic officers, laboratory people, all of them. And as time went, we started to notice that there is also need for specialists to be available.
And Zambia Medical Association President Dr. Kaumba Tolopu emphasized the need to recognize structures that respond to these challenges and calls for improved infrastructure, particularly among the 10 medical universities in Zambia.
This is not only for those that are training locally, but even those that are training abroad. If an individual has decided that they want to embark on a journey to become a medical doctor, the regulatory body has to be informed. If I'm applying to go to medical school, for instance, whether it's abroad or locally, I have to apply, and it has to show from the regulatory body that such an individual has applied, and they're going to be indexed based on those qualifications as stipulated in the entry requirements. And only then should a person be allowed or be able to pursue such a journey.